Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Mayor Mueller's proposal to ban the purchase and use of fireworks on New Year's Eve is causing some controversy and is, to be quite honest, a bit confusing. While the fire department hopes for fewer missions on New Year's Eve, the police union considers such a ban unenforceable. Later today, Mayor Mueller and his SPD minister president colleagues want to promote this proposal at the Conference of All State Leaders with Chancellor Merkel. According to a draft resolution submitted to the RBB, however, prime ministers of the federal states want to ban New Year's Eve fireworks in busy public places and streets in order to avoid larger group gatherings, and local authorities will determine the affected areas. A general sales and fireworks ban, however, is not planned. The Unfallkrankenhaus Berlin in Marzahn has one of the largest centers for severe burn injuries in Germany. On average, about 50 patients are treated there on New Year's Eve with severe injuries and/or burns caused by fireworks, most of them requiring surgery. In total, the hospital has 80 intensive care beds available, some of them currently occupied by corona patients. Nevertheless, hospital press spokeswoman Angela Kajewski stated, quote, "We currently assume that we will have sufficient capacity to adequately care for severely injured patients on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day." According to a statement to the Morgenpost, for the fire department, a ban on fireworks would mean a significant relief, and with it, the number of operations would probably be reduced. Last year, the emergency services had to deploy just over 1,500 times, and in 617 of them, they had to extinguish fires, an increase of about 50% compared to the previous New Year's Eve. A total of 1,400 rescue workers were deployed, including employees of the voluntary fire departments, the Technical Relief Agency, and the Red Cross. As in previous years, the rescuers were also attacked during the operations by some partiers, with stones, fireworks, and blank guns. However, the authorities held back with an official statement. Fire Brigade spokesperson Thomas Kirstein stated only, quote, "New Year's Eve is the most operational night of the year for us." New Year's Eve always brings additional burdens for the police as well, requiring 2,000 more police officers on duty than normal. Norbert Sioma, head of the state police union, announced on Monday that if fireworks are banned, it will have to be enforced, which is simply impossible, adding, quote, "One would have to prevent people from being able to buy the pyrotechnics and then equip the security authorities in such a way that they can punish violations. Neither measures are currently in place, and many still have fireworks from the last few years." Nils Busch-Petersen, general manager of the Berlin-Brandenburg Trade Association, or the HBB, is also critical of a general ban on fireworks. He stated that 6.5 to 7 million euros in sales would be lost for Berlin and Brandenburg retailers of New Year's Eve fireworks. He also believes people would buy illegal fireworks from Poland, which are even more dangerous. In Busch-Petersen's opinion, the best way to prevent emergency rooms from being additionally burdened by New Year's Eve fireworks is to rely on people taking personal responsibility. Some Berlin police officers have devised a plan for around-the-clock childcare for parents who work shifts and want to open the Blaulichter or Blue Light Kita. The planned care times are 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. A team of educators have already found the Blaulichter a suitable location as well. A contract for space in the police and fire department premises on Rupnischaussee and Altschulzendorf is almost ready to be signed, according to Sebastian Bayer-Lemke, one of those behind the planning, who stated, quote, "Such a facility should have existed decades ago." The road to the realization of the daycare center was a rocky one. According to police management, employees do not need a round-the-clock daycare center, and remarked that many of them never had such care for their own children. Bayer Lemke and his colleagues did not let up and looked for supporters in the ranks of the members of parliament, and found them with parliamentarians Tom Schreiber and Clara West of the SPD and Benedikt Lux of the Greens, who acted as door openers. Schreiber remarked, quote, "Parents in shift work need support. Grandparents can't always help, and a daycare center with flexible and extended care times could therefore be an important piece in the mosaic for the compatibility of work and family." Lux spoke of a, quote, "small but important project to improve family friendliness for emergency workers," adding that he's curious to see whether and how the offer will be further expanded and accepted. The breakthrough for the project came with the change at the top of the police force. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic immediately gave her support. In view of the increasing demand for personnel and the lack of qualified applicants, the police have had to present themselves as an attractive employer for several years now. The authority is making efforts to provide affordable housing for new employees or to help with the financing of driving licenses. A spokesman for the Senate Department of the Interior remarked that the Blaulichter Kita fits in well with these measures. The association behind the creation of the Blaulichter has 7 members. Among them are 2 firefighters and 4 police officers. Bayer Lemke emphasized, however, quote, "Our daycare center should not only be open to firefighters and police officers, but basically to everyone who keeps our society going in shift work and therefore have a special need for care." He added that the daycare center on Rupner Chaussee is only the beginning. Quote, "We would like to see many such daycare centers throughout the city." Several German real estate groups have announced that they want to stop their investments in extensive modernizations because they are no longer financially feasible because of the Berlin rent cap reductions. Berliner Zeitung is reporting that Vonovia will not start renovations of its Berlin portfolio until the decision of the Federal Constitutional Court on the Berlin rent cap. A Vonovia spokesman said, quote, "We have strongly reduced energetic modernizations. We can no longer renovate apartments when they are newly rented out, which is why we're renting them out safely and cleanly, but no longer in a refurbished condition." According to the report, the Deutsche Wohnen Group is also refraining from modernization. While no cutbacks are going to be made in maintenance and repairs under the rent cap, a spokesperson added to RBB that planned new projects with a total volume of around 1 billion euros have been put on hold for energy-related renovation and new construction. Many private landlords also see their income threatened by the rent cap and are postponing their renovations as well. The old Schönefeld Airport, now Terminal 5 of BER, is being threatened with temporary closure. As an airport spokesperson confirmed to the RBB, the airport is considering closing down because passenger numbers have fallen by 90% due to the corona pandemic. According to reports in Berliner Morgenpost and BZ, airport boss Engelbert Ludke Doldrup wants to close Terminal 5 with the start of the summer flight schedule in March of 2021, for a year initially. An airport spokesperson told RBB on Monday that preparations for this temporary closure of Terminal 5 are expected to be made as early as next week, and flights would then be split between Terminals 1 and 2, emphasizing that this would not lead to capacity bottlenecks. The supervisory board will make a decision on Friday. Ludke Doldrup told the Morgenpost that the new Terminal 1 could currently handle the few flights on its own. The closure of Terminal 5 would only be temporary until the number of passengers increases again. The airport boss is under massive pressure to reduce the costs of airport operations in order to limit the deficit. It's unclear how much money can be saved by closing Terminal 5, although reportedly, the sums involved would be in the millions. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more info about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.